USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has an offer for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Meet me in the demilitarized zone for a handshake. He discussed North Korea during a news conference at the end of the G20 summit in Japan.
There's been no nuclear tests. There's been no long-range ballistic tests. Gave us back our hostages, which was great, and a lot of good things are happening over there. So I let him know we'll be there, and we'll see.
Also, he spoke of the ongoing trade war with China after speaking with Chinese President Xi Jinping. He said he will not impose new tariffs on goods from China anytime soon.
We will be continuing to negotiate.
Although he does insist.
Said, you know, we can't have it where the United States loses this kind of money for the privilege of building up China. It has to be a fair deal.
This is USA Radio News.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. And I need to tell you, I certainly didn't trust you guys at first. After all, you're like out of Utah. I was like, what is in Utah, really? Then I heard some little old man saying, oh, I'm not fortune babies, and da-da-da-da. And I was so, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. But I need to tell you that I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
There were competing demonstrations in the streets of downtown Portland, Oregon, with fights breaking out as marchers clashed in the streets.
Help here! Your boys are not welcome here!
At least three groups had planned rallies and demonstrations at different sites in the city, including members of the Proud Boys and Him Too anti-fascist groups. The fights occurred when opposing groups met. Some injuries were reported. A formal complaint has been filed against an Oregon Republican senator who threatened state police during a GOP walkout over climate legislation. The Senate Special Committee on Conduct will take up a formal complaint against Brian Boquist during a meeting next month. He received criticism after saying that state police should come heavily armed if they try to bring him back to the Capitol during a walkout by Republicans. They shut down the Senate for 9 days to protest legislation aimed at lowering the state's greenhouse gas emissions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An Alabama district attorney is still deciding whether to prosecute a woman who's been indicted for manslaughter after losing her unborn baby during a fight. 27-year-old Marche Jones has been charged with manslaughter after she lost her 5-month-old fetus. She was shot during an altercation with another woman. Police say Jones was charged because she was the one who started the fight in Pleasant Grove, Alabama. Police Lieutenant Danny Reed.
Everyone has a firearm, and it turns deadly, you know, almost at the drop of a hat now.
Investigators say 23-year-old Ebony Johnson fired the gun in self-defense as the two women argued over the baby's father. The Disney Pixar sequel, Toy Story 4, has a friend with the box office. USA's John Clements reports.
My name is Gabby Gabby, and this is my very good friend, Vincent.
Woody, pleasure to meet you.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Woody.
Friday ticket sales, as reported by Variety, indicates Toy Story 4 took in another $17 million, and that was after collecting $118 million in its inaugural weekend, after topping more than $167 million in its first 6 days. Annabelle Comes Home was second with $6.6 million, followed by Yesterday, coming in third at $6 million in sales. Aladdin was fourth at $2.8 million, followed by Secret Life of Pets, too. I'm John Clemens.
Tickets with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.